Hello.
Oh, Dwayne, honey, it's your mother.
Oh, hi. Hi, Mom.
Oh, honey, I didn't catch you at a bad time now, did
no,
I?
No, I'm just working on my novel, Mom. That's
oh,
all.
Oh, well,
just...
which novel, honey? Huh? The one about that waitress?
No, I gave up on that one.
Oh,
yeah.
Really? Yeah.
Someone else published a novel about a waitress, oh. and she had been a waitress, so hers was better.
Oh,
so,
I suppose. You know. So, yeah.
yeah. Anyway, I gave up on that. So.
Well, honey, would you like me to read it now?
Well, I mean, it's 100,000 words, Mom. Oh. I just, you know, and it's no good, so.
Well, honey, I mean,
why?
I would do it for you, uh-huh. you know, if you do something for me now.
Well, I've given up on it, Mom. It's just, it's hopeless.
Well, what's it about? What's it about?
Huh? Well, I mean, it's about a waitress, you know, and she's at a restaurant.
Yeah.
And she marries a guy who she admires, mm-hmm. and then she realizes too late that she's actually in love with his cousin, who is a dishwasher at the cafe, so.
Oh, uh-huh. Okay, so right. then what's it called now?
It's called The Sunset Grill.
Oh, honey, yeah. that's a good title, uh-huh. The Sunset Grill.
Oh, really?
Now.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, you think so, huh?
Yeah. yeah, but you know, honey, I would change the story uh-huh. So that, well, midway through the book now, she realizes that she's been dreaming, and then actually she is married to the dishwasher,
oh.
huh?
Oh, really? That's, yeah.
yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, yeah. And honey, I cut about 50,000 words.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, honey, people are looking for shorter books now.
Yeah,
Dwayne.
Well, I guess
yeah.
so. That's what the Sonia thought the same
oh,
thing.
Oh, so you're back with Sonia now,
well,
huh?
I don't know. I've been mm-hmm. seeing her again. So.
Oh, honey, I always liked her.
Well, she liked you, Mom.
Yeah, okay. Well, now, honey, I would love to read that novel.
Well, let me think about it, okay?
I mean, you know, if you'll do me a favor.
Huh? What's that?
Well, honey... I want you to drive up to Bemidji uh-huh. and go visit my cousin Marilyn out at the lake now.
Bemidji's a long way away. You realize
oh,
that?
Oh, I mean, honey, now
hours.
Listen. Your dad huh? and I went up there every fall around the opening of deer hunting, and this year, well, we can't go because
right.
his darn back's killing him. And gosh, Marilyn is just heartbroken, honey.
Uh-huh.
And you would make her so happy if you'd go up there and, you know, go deer hunting with her.
You know,
I mean, honey, she thinks the world of you.
I'm trying to start this novel, Mom.
Honey,
I
it
really...
would just be for a couple huh? of days now.
Okay,
huh?
but I've never shot a gun in my life.
Oh, honey, it's huh? easy. I mean, if I can do it, you can do it. Huh?
You've gone deer hunting?
Oh, honey, I got my deer, 2 years ago, and I tell you, it gave me such a powerful sense of autonomy and self-esteem. I can't tell you, Dwayne, huh?
Mom, when did you ever lack for autonomy and self-esteem? I don't remember that.
My therapist said I should do it, and I'm telling you, she was so right.
I didn't know you had a therapist.
Oh,
really?
Sure. She's up in Bemidji. Anyway, honey, Marilyn has a gift for you, okay?
Oh, uh-huh.
And she's been meaning to give it to you for, the past 3 years now, and now this is the year, okay?
Okay, what is it then?
Okay, well, now listen to this. It's her Encyclopedia Britannica, okay? All 34 volumes, well, except Rimini through Rotterdam.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's the 1983 okay. edition, Dwayne. Huh?
All right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's one of her most precious possessions, honey.
Right.
Huh? Okay.
Right. Mm-hmm. But they do have the encyclopedia online now, you know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but not the 1983 edition.
No, I...
Huh?
I suppose maybe not, no.
No, you're not going to do it, are you, honey?
Huh? Huh?
I'm just wasting my breath here, huh? But you know why?
What?
You know why I bother, honey?
What?
Because it would mean the world to an old lady alone in the woods.
Right.
But you don't care about that, do you? No,
what?
You do not, honey. And you know what, honey? Listen to this. I read an article in the New York Times about narcissism. And, honey,
oh,
I thought of you, okay?
Oh,
there you go, huh?
Mom, listen, I'm not a hunter,
oh.
okay? And I don't need 34 volumes of an encyclopedia.
Well, it's 33 because it doesn't
okay.
have Rimini to Rotterdam.
Okay, all right.
Okay, huh?
Listen, I really can't, okay? I just can't do it, so.
Okay. You know what? You're going to talk to your father right now,
huh?
And I'm going to go make myself a stiff drink now.
Okay.
Hank,
yeah.
Hank,
what?
Come talk to Dwayne. He's in one of his moods.
What?
I got to go take a pill or something. Where are my medications?
Give me the phone.
Oh, why don't I just take a whole handful and end it all right now?
The phone.
I already take the phone. Here's the phone. Don't drop it. Go.
Hi, son.
Hi. Dad, how's everything?
Oh, about the same.
Sorry to hear that. Let me ask you, Dad, did you ever go deer hunting?
Yeah, I had enough of that in the Army.
Oh.
And when you see who else is out there in the woods, you don't want to be there with them, believe
oh,
me.
See. All right.
Yeah, but your mother there, she got a big buck a couple of years ago.
What?
Yeah, up near Bemidji there.
Really?
Yeah. She shot it, wounded it, chased it through the brush a couple of miles, jumped on its back, cut its throat, hung it up by the hind legs, gutted it, skinned it, butchered it, carried the meat out on her back.
Really?
Yeah, that's...
My mother.
Your mother.
My mother,
yeah.
So
yep, yep.
You were there?
Oh, I stayed at the motel, read a book. Yeah, I heard about it all from the sheriff there.
The sheriff?
Yeah. Well, it seems some hunters called the sheriff because she was whooping and hollering and dancing around covered in blood. That's your mother.
Really?
Yeah, she burned the meat on a bonfire, and she was praying to somebody, and it wasn't anybody that I heard about in church, I'll tell you that. No.
Wow.
Yep.
All right, give me the phone.
Oh,
I'm sedated
now.
Here you go. Dwayne, honey?
Yeah.
Dwayne, you still there, honey?
I'm here, Mom.
Okay, all right, listen, now there's one more thing about Marilyn now, okay?
Yeah?
Now
okay.
Listen to this. Now, she was with me, honey, when I went into labor with you, okay? Honey, she was there. Okay, she held my hand, Dwayne, while I was being ripped apart, honey.
Mom.
I mean, ripped apart. And
Mom.
She was there for me.
Right.
And now she's up there in the woods alone.
All right. Okay.
Wanting to give you the gift of knowledge.
Mom.
What?
I'll go, Mom, okay? I'll go on Sunday, okay? But I've got to be back by Wednesday, okay?
Okay, but honey, don't do it for me. Do it for yourself, okay?
Huh? I'll do it for myself,
okay,
Mom, okay?
Okay. Well, then I got to go. I got to go call Marilyn
right.
and tell her about that.
Okay.
Good luck on your new novel, honey. Now, what's that one about?
Oh, it's kind of, you know... autobiographical, you know, me, my life, and so on.
Yeah, but I'm not in it, am I?
No, no, of course not.
Okay,
no,
good. Well, that's good.
Not yet,
oh,
no.
Okay, all right. Well, I love you, honey.
Love you, too.
Okay, honey. Talk to you soon. Okay, bye now.
Bye now.
Bye.
Bye now.